Elhamdülillah. Vaffa enna ya kerim, vaffa enna ya kerim, vaffa enna ya kerim. Vahfir bina bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. Hele veri Allah, elahir Allah. Ezzahir Allah, elbatin ya Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا صدق الله العظيم أن الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim and the servants to whom Allah is beneficent are those who walk on this earth in humility. Once again, I am going to talk about humility versus arrogance. Arrogance is the character of the devil, the accursed. For when Allah Ta'ala ordered the angels to make sajda to Hazreti Adam Aleyhisselam, the devil disobeyed. And he said he disobeyed because he was superior to Adam Aleyhisselam. For Adam was created of earth, said he, and he was created of fire, said he. We see here that the devil did not know the truth. When Allah Ta'ala asked the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, it is to the Asma'il Husna, the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has placed in Adam alayhi salam, and for the soul which he breathed from his own soul unto him, that he was created not of earth alone, but he was created of the four elements of earth and fire and air and water, which the rest of everything which was created was created. So the source of arrogance, the devil's character, is simply stupidity, not to know the truth, not to know the reality. And indeed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith sharif, arrogance is to deny reality and truth. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no one with a grain of pride in their hearts will enter paradise. In Surah Araf, Allahu Ta'ala says, I shall hide my messages from those who are unjustly proud on earth. If they see every sign, they will not believe it. And if they see the right path to salvation, they will not take it. And if they see the wrong path to error and sin, they will take it. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of last judgment, the proud, those who saw themselves as great, will be created as small as ants. And they will be put in a dungeon called Bulis. And they will be fed poisonous human excretion and dirty blood and pus. Is there anyone here who can truly claim the humility which Allah Ta'ala orders us to assume? Is there anyone here who can say, nay, I am not proud? That person will then have to admit that everything which he complains about in his life is his own fault. But one characteristic of the proud one, he never admits that he has ever done any wrong. Even if he killed someone, he says it is the one who he has killed who is faulty. Is there anyone amongst us who indeed will accept all the wrong things which we do day and night, that we did it, that we are at fault, and ask for forgiveness? What is it which makes us arrogant? Incredible, isn't it? Worst of our arrogance, we think that we are better Muslim than somebody else. There is a special name for that. It is called ujub. This is the worst of arrogance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith sharif, as long as men can travel freely on the face of this earth, as long as men can pass oceans freely on the face of this earth, Islam will be victorious and great. But the day will come, says he, that Muslims are going to say, I know the Quran al-Kareem best. I am the one who understands it best over all and everybody else. I am the best of all people as a Muslim. It is, he says, one of you to the Ashabu Kiram. It is people just like you he says to the Ashabi Kiram, and those people, he said, will be the fuel for hell. Ah, but we are really good Muslims. I am better Muslim than he. And us Muslims are better than everybody else in the whole universe, aren't we? Then comes the next thing. I know best. I am so educated, so knowledgeable. I am such a great alim that I can never be wrong. I know better than everybody else. That's the second source of arrogance. The third, my father was so and so. My grandfather was even greater than my father. And far away, somebody said, by the way, in my family, he said that he made a research of our past, and he found out, believe it or not, that we come from Hazrat Ibn Arabi, Qudus Sirrahu al-Fattahi. And I told him the story that I would be only glad to be able to say, I am the son of Islam. But we do. Some people, if he would hear that, he will claim that I come from such and such nobility, and that although we are the most miserable creature in the world, just because I am the son of so and so, that makes me somebody. Then we are proud because I am strong. I go to the gym, I've got muscles, I can beat anybody in the house, or I am so handsome. I am so much better looking than any one of you, or at least than him. The physical beauty and the physical strength. Then comes wealth. I am rich, therefore I am great, and I can do anything I wish, and I can tyrannize people. Then comes achievements. I have written books, I have built mosques, I have built hospitals, and I am a great doctor, or I'm a great architect, or I'm a great sheikh. Achievement. And finally, you know, everybody loves me. Everybody respects me. I have got so many followers. They will follow me wherever I go, even if I go to hell. Now, I beg you, think, how permanent is your handsomeness or your strength? I used to be a champion wrestler, believe it or not. Look at me now. I can hardly lift my finger. I used to be quite handsome at one point. Look at me now. I am a mess. Rich? I was rich once too. I am not anymore. Achieving things, who is the one who does? Who is an idiot who will say, that I built this mosque. It is not you, it is he who does what comes from your head. All these things which the one makes one proud, you see, is precisely not to see the truth, not to see the reality. In fact, the simple word, the reason of arrogance is simply stupidity. Yes, an arrogant person never admits that he has done anything wrong. One day, Hazrat Abu Dar radiallahu anh was angry with Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiallahu anh. And Abu Dar used the language insulting the blackness of Hazrat Bilal Habashi. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he said to Abu Dar, he said, "Ya Abu Dar, I see that you haven't been able to shake off the evil of the time of ignorance before Islam." At that, Hazrat Abu Dar threw himself on the floor, on his face, and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will not get up from the floor unless Bilal comes and walks on my neck and forgives me." Recognition of having done something wrong and acceptance the punishment which comes from it is a sign of humility. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Whoever humbles himself, Allah Ta'ala will raise him to the highest of levels. Whoever is arrogant, Allah Ta'ala will lower him to the lowest of the low." Past few weeks, that's what I have been pounding on, and I will continue pounding on the horror of arrogance. It is the mother of all evil, small and big. Till we get rid of it, till we see the reality who we truly are, and when we see the reality who the others which we think that we are superior to are, our lives are in danger both in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Rabbi, our nose is up in the air. Is it because that you have rendered us blind and deaf to truth, to reality? Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. We ask you one thing and only one thing today, with all our hearts, knowing indeed What a miserable creature we are in total need of you and in total need of all your creation. What if the wheat wouldn't grow, we will be hungry. If it wouldn't rain, we will be thirsty. If the people wouldn't look at us in kindness, we will be dead. Ya Rab, protect us from ourselves. Ya Rabbi, protect us from ourselves and take away from us this horrible, terrible, evil character of arrogance. And bless us with the beauty of humbleness. Amen. 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 Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Oh, the compassionate one, the forgiving one, the beautiful one, the one who knows and satisfies our needs before even we know them. The one who has created us in the form and shape of his Rahmah. The one who has blown into us our soul from his own soul. The one who has taught us his beautiful names and placed in us his own attributes. The one who said that you have created us only for you and all and everything for us. The one who has made us his Khalifa on the face of this earth upon which we walk. Ya Rab, there is no limit to your gifts. From the moment we opened our eyes in this world till the time that we will give our last breath, that all we need and much more is always given to us by you. But Ya Rab, where is the recognition? Not only we complain and want more, but some of us we even deny you and think that all these things, including our life, is our own making. Ya Rab, have mercy upon the humankind. Have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad. Have mercy upon this Jamaat and teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. Amen. Amen. وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الأطهار والمرسلين والأنبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكته المقربين وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وصحبه آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.